6:01 on National Leftover Day, or Black Friday, or Sleeping In Day, or whatever you want to call it. Denny's off today, but we'll talk to Denny later.
We will.
I forgot to ask you about that. After 8, right?
He's on a remote, so he'll be checking in from the Brian Center.
All right. Denny will be on Denny's show. In the meantime, from 6 to 10 today, this is the morning after. That's the name that we settled on. It's Eric Chase. Thanks for being here today. If you want to be a part of the show, there'll be less voices today, so we can definitely squeeze in some calls. You didn't bring headphones. We got to find you some headphones.
I did not bring headphones.
We'll figure that out. 419-240-1055 is the phone number. Q1055.com. There'll be podcasts of this show after the show. You can hit the website for that and follow along on Facebook as well. Already some pictures up of us there. Again, the morning after. What's on the show today? We're going to do a panel of ladies. Died too soon for social media. Also, Walleye Coach, who's a big fan of the old show, and we'll have Dan Watson in with us as well to have some fun. Bumble Ashley fell asleep before something arrived. We've got lots of entertainment to go through. Jennifer Lawrence, Danny Masterson, and our old friend Janet Jackson. She's our old friend. Our younger friend, astrologer Janet Amid, will be in with us in the 9 o'clock hour. Maybe she can forecast and predict not your relationships, not your jobs, but what you're going to do for Black Friday and how the holidays will be for you. So Janet Amid will be with us in the 9 o'clock hour today again, Friday, November 24th, here on Q105. It's the morning after. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and Paul, the producer.
Hey, good morning.
And Bumble Ashley.
Hello.
I did see extra headphones back by where I've been sitting, so we'll grab
down
those.
Below to your right.
Well, I don't like reaching down below where I can't see.
That's how I got the jobs.
Hey-o.
Many people did that way, right?
And they asked, so it wasn't any kind of violation. Demetrius and Philip will not be here today, but I'm here, semi-familiar voice, if you've joined us before. I can explain to you and introduce to you Paul. Bumble Ashley.
Bumble Ashley.
Why is she Bumble Ashley? Uh-oh. Because, go ahead, take it away.
Because I used to be on a dating site called Bumble. No, I'm just kidding. No, I used to own a store. So it was called Bumble, and he named me Bumble Ashley. So now I am forever Bumble Ashley.
The olive oil?
I think I remember. Yes, the olive oil. Yes, indeed.
But I want a new name. I don't want to be Bumble Ashley.
Well, we'll see how the day goes, I guess.
Well, yeah.
So Bumble Ashley and her husband and two small children and one nearly burned down house from...
He brought that up last night.
The great egg incident. The great hard-boiled egg incident of 2016.
Yes. 16.
We can maybe squeeze some time in for that.
Or not. Sometimes. Or not. We've heard it all before.
It's what defines you. There was a great hard-boiled and child incident from a couple of years ago. But this is the show for today, the morning after here on Denny's Show 604. Paul, Thanksgiving, how was it?
I ate my body weight in food, so it was awesome. I had to go. I had a turkey donated. My girlfriend's sister got the welfare turkey, and she says, "Hey, I got the turkey, man. It's ready to go."
How is it donated?
Because she is on different sort of assistances and things like that, and I'm sure some church or something hooked her up with it, and so she donated the not big enough turkey, and I said, "Well, that's great." So I went and got a honey-baked ham to go along with it, and I was in charge of cooking because it's better that way, and we had a nice little meal, and then they got to be about 6 or so. And I had been there for about 4 or 5 hours, and I said, nope, I'm good, got to go. And I said goodbye to everybody and took off, went home, and then I saw everybody else about 45 minutes later. But you ever get to the point where you're done with people?
Yes. Four or five hours is a really good time.
They're cool and all that, but I get to a point where I'm too full, I need my own chair, and goodbye. So it was cool.
How many people were at this little get-together?
About 15, 16.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah, it was piled into a room that shouldn't have been, but it was nice. I did a hell of a job with the food and that kind of thing. So yeah, no big deal. I got home and did some. I watched Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
The John Candy.
John Candy, Steve Martin, good Thanksgiving movie.
That's a good one.
Then the kids went to bed and I watched Debbie Does the Old Plymouth Colony. So that was a nice Thanksgiving movie. That was good. And then hopefully this weekend I'll be able to fit in 3 Men and a Drumstick. That'll be a nice adult movie to watch. But other than that, nice relaxing, and I ate too much. And that's why I look this way, because I ate so much on Thursday.
You don't look like you gained a pound.
Oh, I probably gained too many. But how about you? You sleep in, you relax?
Yeah, I don't. Thanksgiving is kind of like my getaway. A lot of people invite me to come over with things. Demetrius and his wife asked me to go over to, they go to Demetrius's in-laws, and they have a neat little family get-together. I'm a little disappointed. They made like turkey hats.
I saw
that. You take construction paper, really? And you do the turkey hand. So hopefully Kara can give me one of those. But I've always kind of like gotten away from people. And I've always it was a little different this year because woke up early on Wednesday, earlier than usual, and then came in here today. But usually I don't do anything, like literally nothing. I like to look out my window downtown in Toledo and see like tumbleweed blowing through. And
you are so lucky.
So I did. You want to talk about like there's a time where you get rid of people or you can't stand them? I just enjoy time being alone. I took two long walks with the dog. I bundled up yesterday.
Good.
Took two long walks, which we haven't had long walks. I have two dogs, two beagle mixes.
Cool.
We haven't walked that long since the summertime, but bundled up. We walked around. They pooped and peed on everything.
Sure.
It was nice, quiet downtown at night.
Perfect day for them.
Saw all the lights that were flickering all over downtown. Literally in downtown, if you're on one side of the Huntington Center, you can't look anywhere and not see the festive holiday lights.
Oh, for sure.
And when there's nobody around, I'm good with that. I said no to a lot of plans. Three or four people invited me to do something, but my neighbors made dinner. And I guess they had a bit of a somber Thanksgiving. I don't know why. And they said this was their first like turkey Thanksgiving, just the two of them. But they invited me down. They made me a plate. It was really, really good.
Nice.
I gave the dog some of that and a lot of football.
Had your family.
And I went to bed at 7.
Nice. I wondered. I texted you and I was like, geez, he's a better.
Yeah, I woke up to 6 text messages this morning from you and from Janet and from my brother back home in Philadelphia. So it was quiet, and it was fine. And
you know, I'm proud of you. I really am. That's because that's
you think
nice.
I was gonna like rage?
No, no. I'm just it's nice to have one of those unplugged days. We in our line of work, and we all have different variations of this. We're around people, and then when we go out and about, we're around people, and then there's stuff going on, and I dig it. I really like it. And I hey, you know, recognize you, and we're fun, and we're talking. And then my business, my line of work, I'm in front of people. So there are just the days when you decide to when I decide to unplug. And just be done. I have to. And I think the fact that you took a day to do that, you and the dogs had some quality time, I'm jealous.
Those are more often my days than not, though.
Oh.
That day started Wednesday at like
you prefer
noon.
That, or that's just because you have no friends?
Yes, but that's my preference.
Okay.
I'm a loner. I'm definitely an introvert. Like I like being around people. I think when you split a couple weeks ago at the Q-Can Jam.
Yeah.
I bagged groceries for like 2 hours straight.
Awesome.
And I had a good time like interacting with people. Like I didn't want to just sit down and be bored. So I got to know the people at Churchill's and stuff. And I had a good time. But afterwards, like the introvert in me was like exhausted. Like no people for 48 hours.
Okay.
So I enjoy interacting with people, especially the right kind of people.
Yep.
But then I need to recharge.
Okay.
But usually I would just rather be alone.
Okay.
Ashley, how was your Thanksgiving?
I am completely the opposite. I love people pretty much all the time. Every once in a while, I'll get in the car and like I'll realize like all the way home and I have no music on or something like that. But that's about the extent of like the silence in my days. Yesterday, I worked and had Thanksgiving dinner with my work family and then went home, changed the kids because, of course, they weren't ready. They were still in their pajamas and my husband had been home all day and did nothing with that. So changed them, ran to my parents' house, did the whole thing. You know, excited. Kids were excited.
Where was your Thanksgiving dinner at? Not besides work. You work at the, Ashley works at the Renaissance Hotel downtown.
Yes.
They asked you to work. They gave you a little time and a half, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, that spread must have been good for
it
food,
It was.
Huh?
It was really, really good. They didn't have gravy, which we all thought was a little weird.
What?
There was mashed potatoes. There was cream corn, but no gravy. So, you know, you had a cream corn and mashed potato it up, but it was delicious.
Where should Thanksgiving dinner have been for your family?
It was, which we ended up going to my mom's.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, my mom, we always do it at like 5 or 6 o'clock. So I ended up making it. It was perfect.
And you did make it.
I did make it, yeah. So we were able to get there and went to my parents' house on the good old 05 and had Thanksgiving dinner.
East side.
Had Thanksgiving dinner and
lots of fights.
No fights. No fights.
Who
no.
set the car on fire again out on the lawn?
No one in my family. That's for sure. We're on the good street. That's the one good street that's left.
Nice. Do you guys do any Black Friday shopping?
I used to. This is the first year I hadn't. Hadn't. There's my 05 coming out.
I seen. If you say I seen.
I will not say that. But
he got himself a job.
Himself.
I got my bus pass. No. So, did not do any Black Friday shopping this year because I had to be up at 5 in the morning. So, typically I would have. I would have went out until I have to put the kids to bed, go out for 2 or 3 hours. But
I was, my neighbors had their dinner at 5, and I was a little bored because the Lions game was like not real competitive, and then it got close towards the end. And if more, I think JCPenney was the only retail store that was open at 2 o'clock. Everything else, like Kohl's and Target and Toys R Us, all opened at 5. I've never gone out, but I would like to, just to see what it's like, and to maybe snag some deals and just be out. I was kind of tired. I wanted to be around strangers, but not interact with people.
Sure.
Yeah.
But had more than JCPenney been open, I would have gone out at least to like Monroe Street and see what was up. I did buy myself something the other night. I couldn't resist.
Did you find a computer?
No, but I need a computer.
You're on the hunt. Yeah, I heard about that.
Kind of. I mean, I could do without it, but instead, no. I bought something nearly as expensive, a Transformer.
Awesome. For myself. Did you really?
Perfect. Yeah.
Black Friday.
Like go with real, like the other.
Like the thing? Like,
yeah, I collect
nice.
Them.
That's awesome.
I'll show you my shrine during the break. Oh, and then I say my... I mean the Transformer shrine, not the other shrine.
I understand.
Not the one.
No, that's awesome. That's cool.
Not the one everyone else praises.
Yeah, Black Friday, I'm looking for... I mean, I don't know how you guys do it, but I look for myself. I have few people to buy for anyway. You guys have kids.
True, yeah. I mean, I typically do kid stuff. We're doing like a small Christmas. We're doing like the one thing you want, one thing you need, something to do, something
that's
to read.
Smart.
Wow.
Because they are spoiled rotten by everyone else. So we need to... low key, bring them down back to reality.
Paul, do you have a lot of people to buy for?
Not anymore, because we, I basically stopped talking to people. No, we did a thing yesterday. We did a thing yesterday where we're now pulling names because there's all these kids that my I guess sister-in-law ish, whatever. She keeps popping kids out because her vagina's a clown car now, and it's one of those things that a lot of these kids are becoming adults or 18, 19, 20. So we said, screw this. You know, you're getting me little. Pretentious, spoiled little. So now they're part of the pull a name, get one gift thing, and then we tried that. Now, I will be amazed by the level and timing of how long it took to explain this deal. I thought it was pretty self-explanatory, but it took a few minutes to get it through their heads. But so we're going to calm that down a little bit, and now that one kid's moved out and there's still one left, then it's going to go a little bit easier. But that tends to be our thing is we don't go too above and beyond anymore.
So. What you need, what you want, picking names. This is all very practical. I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is very, not very lampoons, but very smart.
Yeah. It gets so expensive. Even, yep. I mean, the one toy Tucker wants is like $98. It's like a Hot Wheel garage that's 4 feet tall that I'm like, that's going to be broken
that's
5 seconds.
That's kind of awesome, though.
So it is kind of awesome. And Kevin said it to me like a week before. He's like, $30. And then Tucker's like, I want that. It's like the one thing he circled in, you know, the Toys R Us big book of everything.
That's how much my Transformer was, and it will never leave the box.
That's awesome.
It's funny, as we were getting ready to go on, 13ABC is up here, and you guys, like Mackenzie Keyline is out. I guess she was interviewing people, and you can't say that now, she's married.
Oh, okay.
I think she was interviewing people in line at Target, and it was a pretty docile group. There's about 30 people there.
Economically diverse crowd, sure.
No.
No. All right.
A lot of white people.
Of course.
Okay.
The
right.
Run out and grab everything.
But I remember a couple of years ago, I tweeted her. Hopefully she sees it and responds. Do you guys remember a couple of years ago with her, the Icy Gum Bottoms, the dudes?
Oh, no. Yes.
Yeah. And I think it was around the holidays, if not Black Friday, there was a bunch of teenagers who were waiting to buy Jordans. And she's out there interviewing them at the mall. And she's like, so what'd you get? And it's got to be on the internet somewhere still. Mm-hmm. And the dude opens up the box, licks the shoe, and is like, got these Icy Gum Bottoms, and it became a thing.
Yeah. It was the best that? Ever. Like, straight licked it, and it was like these, weren't they like blue or something?
They were Jordans, and it was like, wow. They were like Icy Gum Bottom colored shoes on the bottom.
But he decided to give it a lick first.
Those Jordans, they were like $220. You're out in like 18 degree weather earlier than everybody. This is like when...
You bought them.
Right. This is just like when...
Wow.
This is like the year before fights stopped happening.
Oh, okay.
It was a big get.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 6:15. We will Remember how we used to do five things, comma?
Yes.
We're going to do not fake news next.
Not fake
news. I had to scrounge for some news. Obviously, it's slow news day, but a couple of things. Remember the Blade Runner Olympian guy?
Yes.
There was an appeal that we don't have in this court system. Usually appeals in our court system push trials back and keep people like out of jail. This is kind of weird, so we'll get to that. Also, a very nice holiday story. And, of course, tomorrow, noon, is kickoff for Ohio State and Michigan. Not Fake News is next, 6:16, and I will now touch Paul's button.
Q105 Traffic.